That's on the way in the second half of today's show. But first, there is so much for school districts to get done before this fall. It's certainly true in the densely populated towns of Southeast Michigan. But we were also curious about the COVID-related challenges for Michigan's rural districts with relatively small student populations and relatively large areas to cover. How can rural schools plan to keep students and communities safe? Tom McKee is the superintendent of the Whitefish Township School District in the Upper Peninsula. Tom, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So for those who've never had the pleasure, Whitefish Township is north of the bridge and a bit west of Sault Ste. Marie. Folks may know Whitefish Point with its beautiful beaches and the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum. What can you tell us about the COVID caseload in the area these days?
Yeah, so while we are a tourist destination, we're paradise is the town name in Whitefish Township, where our school resides. And it's that during the months of May to about September, this is paradise up here. It's home to 520 year-round or seasonal residents, permanent residents. So we don't have a lot of cases. Right now, we have a lot of people, I think, that look at paradise and come up here to escape some of the more dense areas, which is good for our economy. But yet it's scary in that our average age of citizens are 68 in our town. So there's, some people that are a little concerned, some people that are a little worried about everybody coming up here. And I know once schools get back in session, the flow of people will slow down.
All the same, it looks like Chippewa County has recorded at least a couple dozen confirmed cases right now. And again, all those folks coming up for summer, I know that many of them wear masks, but they're people just the same. Are you getting any feel for what expectations parents have or what their concerns might be for having kids in school, or what teachers might be thinking about, what their concerns are for this fall?
I believe there's a high level of anxiety in our staff members, in our parents, in our community. And in everybody in general right now, there's a lot of anxiety surrounding schools and opening them back up. And what do we do? And one of the things that our school district has been trying to do since the beginning is ease that fear and stress as much as we can. We are going to follow our local health department's recommendations. We are going to do our research with the CDC and what guidance they put out. And we're going to take our parents' best wishes into consideration, because ultimately that's who we answer to, our parents and our community members. That's who we're here to serve in our efforts to partner with them to make sure that our students have the best possible learning opportunities that we can provide. So we are setting up a plan for all different phases, and hoping that we can accomplish that together.
Yeah. You have, I want to say, upwards of 50 students in the district?
We do. We actually, we have 60 students total, K-12, which makes us one of the smaller K-12 schools in the state of Michigan. That was very appealing to a lot of people this spring. Where we had to close our school of choice window down for a period because we had 34 students that had reached out to try to enroll into our district. And with the uncertainties of budgets and the uncertainties of physical distancing requirements, we had to shut our school of choice window down. But we could have been looking at right about 100 students total.
You're saying that people in some of the surrounding areas were actually looking your way saying, hey, maybe this is a good option for us as we try to get our kids in a more distance situation?
Yeah, so I always joke with the other superintendents because we have quite a good relationship. But my staff is the best in the state at our school, and I would put that up against anybody. But it's always helpful when you have eight students to one staff member, and that's something that at Whitefish Township Community Schools we can offer. We offer that eight students per class. You know, we have some electives where you are one of three students in your class, and that's very appealing to parents and to students alike.
Right. I imagine that transportation has to be pretty close to the top of your list of concerns with those 60 kids spread over about, 270 square miles. What do you feel like you need to do to keep the bus rides safe this year?
Well, that's the one thing that that we are actually not going to budge, whether we are in phase five, phase four of the Michigan safe restart plan. We are going to require all bus riders to wear a mask. When we're in school, there are times that the kids will, be able to remove the masks or not have them. But we are not budging on our buses. All students will be spread out. We're going to have to run another bus, which is going to be extra cost to pick up our students. But they will be all required to wear a mask.
As you say, the district serves kids from kindergarten all the way up to grade 12. Are you worried about the littles being able to keep their masks on, whether it's during bus rides or once they get to school?
Yeah, we've been trying our best to educate our parents and have the students practice now. We've been kind of imploring our parents to put the mask on the kid for your kids for 45 minutes a day and make it a game. But once students in K-5 get to our school and they're in their classrooms, they won't have to wear their masks. We will, unless the parents require it, we're going to allow them to remove them because we understand the, the kind of the health concerns, but we also understand the inability for a young child to not fiddle with it.
Yeah, this might be the longest 45 minutes of a first grader's life.
Yeah. So we're going to, when they're on the bus, they have to wear their mask. When they're in a common area, like the hallway, they have to wear their masks. But we're going to kind of cohort our groups of kids so that they're always going to be with the same group. It kind of helps with, contact tracing, this making sure that if something happens, we just have one pod of students that we need to make sure are okay. So that's kind of how we're going to roll with it. They'll be in the same classroom. We'll be doing a lot of outdoor classroom work, which my teachers have done, the years past, and now it's becoming something that everybody's wants to do. So we kind of have a step ahead of the game there.
Hmm. Are there other ways that the school day might be different this year?
Yeah, our school is going to go 4 days a week. We're going to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, face-to-face. Our Fridays are going to be done online. That's going to be something that is unique. I understand some of the more dense areas would have some child care issues. We're looking at it as a way to give our staff a platform to have their online classes done, because that's what we'll be doing on those Fridays, is they'll be working the students with the students online in their classes. But that way we're always weekly hitting that online classes, because you never know if there's going to be another massive statewide shutdown as things get going. So this is a way that we're going to get our kids practicing every week how to log into the online classroom, do some of the assignments. It also keeps the teachers logged in, uploading the assignments and things like that. So it's just a way that we thought would be good for us to always have our thumb on that piece of it.
One of the things that I know was challenging for the task force that worked on recommendations for schools was trying to figure out stuff that would work in Southeast Michigan, as well as up north and in less densely populated areas. Do you feel like at this point you have the flexibility that you need?
That's That's a great question. I know that the task force and any state agency is that's put together for education, what's good for Paradise is not good for Petoskey. What works up here won't work down there. I think they did a good job with some of the flexibility, but just like everything else, when there's some accountability, I wish there was a way that we could increase local control and provide more, what's a nice way of putting it, more trust in the superintendents of schools in their districts. But then again, I understand the accountability measures that are needed and making sure that we do our things with fidelity.
Mr. McKee, we wish you a safe school year this fall, and we want to thank you for taking some time to talk to us about it.
Well, thank you for having me on, and hopefully we can have you guys up here soon and check out what we have to offer.
Most definitely. Tom McKee is superintendent of the Whitefish Township District.